And that's it. Murray wins a classic.
I don't know why I keep getting asked about it. Like, no, I'm going to keep playing. I want to play. I'm enjoying it, and I can still play at the highest level. I mean, he's ranked 28 in the world, and, you know, I haven't hardly played any match, and I beat him. So I keep going.
That was Andy Murray, a big day one at Wimbledon. Sir Andy Murray, back in the singles draw for the first time in 4 years, and he takes a significant scalp on a day where there was a stack to unpack, which is why we go to our guru, Brett Phillips, here for First Serve Tennis Sunscreen. Go to sunblessedsunscreens.com.au. BP, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Sam. Big night. If day one's any indication, right, it's going to be a massive fortnight because I'm absolutely fly-by right now.
So, you're cooked already.
Jeez. It's a big day.
Andy Murray, let's start with him because that's a great story there. He was happy to talk a big game at the end of it too, but it's a big scalp, and he's been missing in the singles draw there for a long time, and it's a big win for him.
Look, he is just one of sport's great competitors, and if he was in another era, he would have triple the amount of Grand Slam titles. I mean, he's been runner-up so often, playing in the Djokovic, Nadal, Federer era, being the bridesmaid more often than he would like, particularly at the Australian Open. But he's a great competitor. Anyone that's seen that documentary about all the hip surgery and the efforts he went to just get back out on court, it is pretty inspirational. And, you know, he comes from a tennis family. Mum Judy was clenching the fist in the stands today. His brother Jamie's been world number one in doubles. He does want to keep playing. He doesn't want to limp out of the sport. He feels he's still got the competitive juices. He's got the talent. I mean, his core craft, his ability to play a tennis match has never been doubted. I mean, you obviously get, you know, a little slower, but, you know, he just uses little tricks to stay in points. He defends as well as anyone, which is the hallmark of Djokovic and, you know, Murray, their games for so long, and then he attacks from there. And, you know, today he had the game right in his palm, so he's 2 sets to love. He's 5 love up. We think he's going to close it out. I can go home. And then he lost 7 games on the trot, which was extraordinary. But then his ability to come back and reset and get the job done, because I don't think he could have gone to a fifth, to be totally honest. So he'll get on the massage table and hopefully be ready for round two.
That was the dream result. The nightmare belonged to Stefanos Tsitsipas, BP, upset by Francis Tiafoe. Straight sets too, 6-4, 6-4, 6-3. Now, he has been vulnerable in first round matches at this tournament, hasn't he? Yeah.
He has 2 years ago, the last edition of Wimbledon. He got knocked out by the Italian Fabiano in 5. And, yeah, look, TFA can play. Once upon a time, he was leading the young Americans. And then he fell behind Tommy Paul and Opelka and Taylor Fritz and a few others who overtook him. He's got a little bit of the Kyrgios sort of showboat, not play the percentages, go for the big shot when you could just go for the safer one. But today he was on. And he's got a heap of talent. He's coached by Wayne Ferreira, who made a couple of Australian Open semis, pretty dogged sort of South African. He's trying to add a bit of steel to him, a bit of discipline and, you know, the right shot selection just to add to his mercurial talent. So I don't know if there's sometimes huge upsets because the depth is there. But, yeah, Tsitsipas, you would have no doubt expected him to go a lot deeper. But he was a bit flat today, shanked a few of those backhands that he normally hits so crisply. So that's the big name out.
BP, it's the same names pretty much every tournament we roll around. Is there anyone you can tell us over the next couple of weeks that you think can spike, can come from the clouds, or is in ripping form that's outside of the top 3, 4, 5 players in the world?
Well, I think certainly on the men's side, Kingy, there's the Italian. They're going beautifully in men's tennis at the moment. But Matteo Berrettini is the one that I just keep a very close eye on. His form has been terrific this year. He is at 10 in the world, so he's behind that absolute top echelon. There is a gap between the top 3 or 4 and those in the lower part of the top 10. But he's making up the ground, and he's a massive forehand, you know, big serve. He'll like the grass because the grass is quick and the ball skids on pretty quickly. You get value for your shots. He's the one that I think can certainly cause a bit of damage. And now the Tsitsipas is out. Uncertainty of Medvedev, world number 2. Even though he won on grass on the weekend, can he replicate that at Wimbledon? So there's a little opening. And there's a bloke called Roger too. I mean, I reckon we probably, as good as his pedigree is, he's a bit of an outsider for this tournament because he said there's no form line over the past 18 months. He's hardly played. Now, if he can, you know, get to a quarter or a semi, anything could happen. He does need Djokovic to fall over, though, somewhere. It's a big upset of Novak for Roger to claim a ninth Wimbledon. In the women's, just throw a blanket over, I don't know, about 100 players. It's that open. The women's is tough. It's the toughest question I get asked. I mean, there will be a name pop up that I cannot see right now. I wouldn't be able to have been predicted.
And speaking of Novak Djokovic, he was pushed to four sets by young Brit Jack Draper there, 250th in the world, I think. That one went to four sets. But how did the Aussies go? I saw Johnny Millman got rolled, BP. Before we let you go, how did the Aussies fare on day one?
Oh, no.
Yeah, Bautista are good. The Spaniard got him done in four. He could hardly walk at the end. Lucky that didn't go a bit further. Johnny would have probably won in a walkover. He was just about done physically, so he got through. Chris O'Connell's a set apiece and a tiebreaker in the third when bad light stopped play against Monfils. He could win that. And then, obviously, with all the rain earlier today, Dimonor, Stoser and Pullman's have had their matches pushed back to tonight. Barty will be on centre court from 10:30, which will be great. We'll see Kyrgios, and we don't know what we're going to see with Nick. He can shoot the lights out and have a great week, who knows, off the back of no prep, and hopefully a few Aussies can have a bit of success.
Magnificent, BP. Sleep well, and we'll have a chat to you tomorrow, I'm sure. Get some recovery and get on the massage table. You'll be right for day two, old
worried,
son.
Don't worry about BP.
Settle up. We'll be right. Cherry ripe.
Good on you, gents. Brett Phillips there joining us for First Serve Tennis Sunscreen. Just go to sunblessedsunscreens.com.au.